The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Nothing in the news. We're going to have dead air for the next 4 hours.
Oh.
Oh, that's not such a nice...
Can we fall asleep a little?
No, that's not allowed, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here to support the comings and goings of what Americans are talking about and doing and what people around the world are doing. Tuesday, August 19th. And the continuing focus on what's happening in Missouri. The pathologist says that he was shot 6 times. I don't think they needed a pathologist for that. I think that pretty much everybody had figured out I don't actually understand the pathology of this. To identify, we know he was... We, I don't like it. When Jennifer says we know, that sort of sounds assumptive to me.
Hey, and but I haven't said that in a long time.
Anyway, the family attorney says the kid was shot 6 times, including twice in the head. The autopsy was requested by the family. The officer shot him and the protests that have been going on. He didn't even live. This is something that escaped me. He was visiting relatives there. Mm-hmm. He's not even from Ferguson, Missouri. Where is he from?
I don't know, but wherever he's from is probably so happy he was... I mean, if you believe in fate and that things are going to happen anyway.
Right.
Because Ferguson's on the map now. It's a mess. It's a war zone.
Yeah.
I was watching the coverage last night on TV. It looks like a war zone.
Yeah. And that's it. See, that's the whole... This is all a play. And there's an insidious kind of stuff going on here that is really working us and pushing our sensitivities to the limit, it seems to me. National Guard is there, but they're keeping their distance from the streets where the protesters are clashing with police. And I don't understand that. Why are they there? Are they not able to engage? Is there something in the law? I thought they were sort of taking over. The police were going to sort of take a powder, and the National Guard was going to restore order. What am I missing here? All the noise, all the armored vehicles. This looks like... This is so shameful. The rest of the world, for God's sakes, the Secretary General of the United Nations is even involved in the action now. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Asking, why is the United Nations, I suppose maybe people could say, why is the United Nations involved? The Secretary General has called on authorities to ensure the rights of the people in Ferguson to have a peaceful assembly and to have freedom of expression. Make sure these rights are protected. We need the UN to tell us that, or do we need the UN to tell us that? Is there such a cloud over this community, and is there such a cloud over America now that people, that here we are always telling every, or it seems we're always telling everybody else, this is how to do it. We don't say, look at us and do what we do. We say to people, do what we say. Remember that old expression, do as I say, not as I do? And so here we are with a black eye, pardon the pun. The fellow in charge of the Missouri Highway Patrol says bottles, Molotov cocktails thrown from the crowd at some of the officers who had come under heavy gunfire. It is. It's like a war zone. 31 people, I think, arrested yesterday, right?
Last night? I was watching a little bit of the coverage last night on Fox, and they had Mike Tobin.
Have to tell us that it was on Fox?
I was just telling you where it was because I was going to mention a reporter's name.
All right, go ahead. No, I think it is. No, I'm serious about that. I think there are a lot of people who think Fox has more credibility than anybody else, when in fact they're the same as all the rest of them.
Yeah, no, I was just mentioning what I was watching because I was going to say Mike Tobin, who was the reporter that they had out there. Shepard Smith was the anchor at, you know, in the late night hours. They brought him back instead of the replays of their
I don't really care.
Shows.
What was the bottom
Mike
line?
Tobin was talking about how he had been in Iraq, and he's like, this is so much worse than what I saw in Iraq. He was coughing. He could barely, he could barely keep it together because of all the tear gas in the air. It just that physical sound of somebody going,
yeah.
But I think what struck me most is just how much anger there is. I mean, people coming up to him and going, you know, every other word in the book is a cuss word.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's this scary
what are you
you
so angry
me
about?
Mentality.
What, yeah, exactly. What are you so angry about? Is it, it isn't really about Michael Brown. This is not about Michael Brown at all. This is about the people versus the state. This is about authority. This is maybe about murder. Maybe this guy actually murdered this kid. Not in cold, well, I suppose shooting him six times. Did the kid have a gun? Did he have a weapon? That doesn't seem to have been proven at all to this point, anyway.
Three autopsies, though.
Yeah, and what are they all
showing? Performed on this kid, one independently, one by the state, and I don't know what the other one is for, good measure, but I think just in an effort to try to recreate what he was doing, was he attacking the officer or was he just walking down the
street? But even if he was attacking the officer, you shoot him six times? How does that, that's why people are, the legitimate protesters versus those who are just troublemakers who are there to stir the pot, the people who have legitimate questions, and that's the most legitimate, why did you shoot this guy six times? Why? I want to know the answer. That's the question I want to know the answer to. Why did you shoot him six times? What was going on? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Or you can use Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Why was it necessary for this 18-year-old to be shot six times? That's what I want to know. And I think that there's that from that comes the real meat of the case, if you will. 13 past the hour.
Interesting that you brought up 18 years old, too. It goes back to the fact that he's a kid. He's a young person.
Yeah, right. He's a kid. That if he was doing something heinous, if he got in, if he was stealing something and needed to be arrested or they had the goods or whatever, all that stuff may be important to the story. But unless he had a weapon and was going to use it on this guy, shooting him six times is the reason that there's a problem here. At least I have a problem with it, frankly, a serious problem. 14 past the hour, Doug Stephan, Good Day program. The story of Jodi Arias. Remember that, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
What sticks in your mind most about that?
The fact that she decided to testify, probably, in her own murder trial. It's pretty unlikely. And then the fact that she was representing herself in the penalty phase of her hearing.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jane Velez Mitchell is going to be here in just a moment to talk about some of, she does a lot of high-profile cases for CNN, and she has her own program on HLN, and she's got some interesting observations about this, and we'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, sounds good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager can be fantastic.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, going back to May of 2013, when a jury found Jody Arias guilty of first-degree murder in the slaying of her ex-boyfriend. Jurors were unanimous in their decision, Jennifer, to convict Ms. Arias, but they couldn't come up with an agreement on whether to sentence her to life in the pen or give her the death penalty. So there's a new jury that has to make a decision regarding sentencing, and that's supposed to start September the 8th.
Yep, in a couple weeks.
She is going to represent herself, even though she has a defense attorney that's going to advise her. Jane Velez-Mitchell has followed this case. Jane, thank you for joining us. Where do you see this going?
Well, I think it's probably going to start up September 8th, and it's going to be a blockbuster because Jody Arias, as you mentioned, is going to represent herself. And as I laid out in my book, which is coming out this week, Exposed, the Secret Life of Jody Arias, this woman is absolutely one of the most manipulative sociopaths that has come down the pike in a long time. And she killed Travis Alexander by stabbing him 29 times, slitting his throat ear to ear, and shooting him. And then she lied about it, saying she wasn't there. Then when she was confronted with the photos that were taken of her and Travis naked after having sex, Travis in the shower, where she's photographing him in sort of Calvin Klein-style poses, and then inadvertent photos of the actual killing itself that were clicked accidentally when the camera was dropped and kicked around, then she said, well, a couple of ninjas in masks did it. And then when she was confronted with more evidence, after 2 years, she came up with self-defense, but proceeded to attack Travis Alexander's character and call him a sociopath. And I'm very sure she's going to do this again this time around. She's going to try to put the victim on trial again. And so this is going to be an absolutely fascinating case. And I think everybody should check out my book because it is the definitive story of Jody Arias. Every single fact from her childhood, from Travis Alexander's childhood, explosive new information, as well as weaving the investigation through the entire book, how they initially set her sights, their sights on her, because Travis Alexander's friends instantly, as soon as the police arrived, said, we think Jody Arias did it. But they had to collect evidence, and how they collected that evidence. You know, she took that camera where she had taken photos of Travis Alexander shortly before killing him and put it in the washing machine and put the washing machine on, and she thought that destroyed the evidence. But these detectives removed the SIM card and were able to reconstruct those photos, which were really the smoking gun in the case.
So in the few seconds we have left here, what's the outcome of this? Does she get is she believable?
Smart?
She may be a psychopath. Is she believable enough to get off and get life?
I don't think believable is the criteria because she's clearly a pathological liar. All she needs is one person on that jury to bond with her, one person who might hypothetically say, yeah, I believe in the death penalty, but when it comes time to actually make that decision, can't bring themselves to do it. I think that there's a very good likelihood that there might be one person that she can bond with, especially if she's representing herself.
All right, so life in prison perhaps comes out of this. Jane Velez-Mitchell with the story of Jody Arias as the case unfolds and continues.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
One of the most prolific country songwriting acts, Kris Kristofferson.
Close together with a feeling that I've never known before.
Wrote a lot of great songs for other artists. Probably has, Jennifer, Kenny, half a dozen hits on his own. Some pop, some country.
Yeah, sure.
Right. And then he writes a lot. And then he decides, I want to be an actor. And he's a little short guy, about the size of Kiefer Sutherland.
It's perfect, though. So are all the other actors out there. Great profession.
Yeah. So he makes a career. He plays good guys and bad guys and some TV shows and television movies and stuff. I don't think he's ever been in a regular commercial film, has he? And it was really on the big screen?
I think that would be Ken's department.
Yeah. Well, Ken, you can lay.
He's the expert.
Nothing that I can think of.
Nothing leaps to mind.
All right, so why are we singing along with and or focused on Kris Kristofferson? Well, it happened that on this date, 1973, he united with another well-known singer named Rita Coolidge. Still married?
We may never pass this way.
There's something in my mind that says no, but I can't confirm. I think they're divorced, yeah. But they're a good-looking couple. Sounded good together as well.
Yeah, they were divorced in 1980.
They were.
That was a while ago.
So they only lasted 7 years. Good Lord. They remarried? Both of them remarried again? Maybe there's a chance that we get back together. I always like to hold out that hope. Kris Kristofferson and Rita Coolidge married this date in Los Angeles, 1973. All right, so that's the musical focus. Right now, a kind of sad reality. And I'm thinking that I want not to spend time now because we won't have time to pay tribute and do justice to the memory of Don Pardo, who died yesterday at the age of 96. Most people remember him only for his work at Saturday Night Live. I want to go through his career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that in the next half hour. Meanwhile, last night, some fun, starting with Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon. David Letterman takes a shot or two as well.
Rumor has it that Texas Governor Rick Perry badly wants to run in the next presidential race. Rick Perry really wants to run, yeah. Now you can tell Perry's behind it because they're starting to make signs that say Perry 2017.
Big trouble for Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Yeah.
He's been indicted on two felony charges after he threatened to veto funding for a district attorney's office unless she stepped down.
Yeah.
He's now the most controversial governor in the country, which is why today he got a gift basket from Chris Christie.
President Obama, he had a vacation. He was up in Martha's Vineyard, and he had to go back early. He had to cut his vacation short 2 days to go back to Washington. And you know why? Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, had locked himself out of the White House.
Hate when that happens.
The business about Perry and whether he's in trouble or isn't in trouble, and the lack of respect that he gets from people because he's not very smart or he doesn't come across very smart. That's the whole reason. He apparently hired an image consultant to try to remake his image after his run. I don't know if he'd say disastrous. He got some support.
He said it's because he was on back medication. He had just had back surgery and he was kind of out of it.
Why, he got new glasses because he had a bad back?
No, but that's what had happened to him during that debate. Right.
Yeah, but no. Baloney.
I think he looks very presidential now.
Right.
I have a little bit of a crush on him.
Really?
I think so.
As long as he keeps his mouth shut, he's all set.
And I like that he did play the National Guard detective. Give him that.
I did give him that. 28 after and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, did President Obama this week thread the needle in his targeted airlift and air attacks against ISIS in Iraq?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, feast-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. It's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Rather happy dance will come in with this group. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Did President Obama, who won election in part by running against the Iraq War, thread the needle in his targeted airlift and air assault against ISIS in Iraq?
In this instance, right now, we do need to do something about this humanitarian crisis. You've got 40,000 people up there on this mountaintop. You've got children who are dying of thirst. So military action to protect the humanitarian effort is absolutely correct. But what are you going to do with ISIS in general? And I get very anxious when I hear presidents talking about how it's up to the Iraqi people, the different groups there, to all get along. What do you think the likelihood of that is? And of course, there's always the mission creep possibility here.
I think that you need to take a broader step of how we got to this point now and how do we get out of it. ISIS, of course, they had their origination from the instability in Syria. You have this vacuum that was created by a lack of a coherent foreign policy by the United States. Ron Reagan is exactly right. I don't see how, now that we are flying in, President Obama can say that we're not sending combat troops over there. A pilot shot out of the sky, that's a troop, and they're there. If you bring the United States military back into this, what is your clear objective, and how do you define victory so you can pull them out? I don't see that happening.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-855-855. 310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Are you looking for a good man, Jennifer?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Ron Hoffman's going to join us in a few minutes.
He's a good man.
He is. Got some insight information about the latest medical news this week. If you're looking for a good man, there are seven things you should be looking for. Number one.
Let me get out my pen and paper. Okay.
All right. He is, he is family oriented.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
I'm not talking about somebody who still lives with his parents.
No.
I think you can agree that that's not desirable. But
definitely not.
A guy who loves his family, gets along with the family, a guy who has great relationships with his mother. If he loves his mother, there's a pretty good chance he's going to love you. All right. Number two. Man should be humble.
Man should be humble.
Humility is a good thing. Sometimes it means not showing off or trying to outshine others.
Quiet confidence.
A lot of women find themselves attracted to aggressive, competitive men who actively engage in public displays of masculinity. You won't find that kind of behavior.
You don't want to go out with somebody who's going to go out and pick a fight with somebody.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah. You want someone who's confident, who could defend you if the fight broke out, but isn't going to be the cause of it.
I'd rather have a woman that could defend me.
You do.
I do, as a matter of fact. That's right. I absolutely do.
Believe me, if it came down to the two of you, my money goes to her.
Really? All right. Here's another thing that women, according to the survey that I read, find interesting. Good men sometimes seem boring, but that may be because he is stable, secure, friendly, a good companion. Long-term relationships sometimes are not best if they are a roller coaster ride.
There's a lot of women that are addicted to drama, too. So that's actually probably the most important one that you said. So candidate the safe guy.
Nice guys finish first or last?
First.
In the game of love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. In the game of love. Attentive, responsive, nice guy. Not overbearing. Not pushy. Who needs that? Ugh. Men who are generous. I'm thinking about this stuff as I look at the survey. It'd be nice to have these things as they apply to a woman as well. Right? In a mate, what do you want? You want somebody who's generous? Somebody who's introverted? Right?
Introverted.
If you're an extroverted woman, are you interested in an introverted or extroverted man? What works better?
It depends, but I would want someone who's okay to be out, you know, in public.
Out.
That can go places with you, sure.
Yeah, okay. Just a couple of things to gently lay on
before
your head.
Before I lock him away into his holding.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so we've, as most people have, been focusing a lot of our attention the last 4 or 5 days on what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. Racial tensions continuing to erupt. I remember back through the first presidential campaign, Mr. Obama came to Philadelphia. Remember they had a lot of trouble when he was running?
Yeah, wasn't it during the election, or actually during the voting time? They had the Black Panthers out kind of intimidating people.
Yeah. He says that, or he did at the time, the wounds which were obvious at that point in time have been painful, but they can be healed. So now when you fast forward 6 years, the president is, as he ought to be, pleading for calm and understanding. But the public doesn't really want, it has not to do, well, maybe it does have to do with the fact that he's partially black. And I say that because his mother was white, right? His father black, his mother was white, if I remember correctly. Anyway, he's trying to figure out how to defuse this situation, and I don't see that happening. I don't see him playing a role here other than perhaps having Holder try to investigate what's going on, bring the Justice Department in, which nobody wants, at least nobody there.
He's thinking about it quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, but what's...
It's a tough thing, you know, it's a tough thing, I think, as president when something like this happens, because... Yeah. You get criticized if they take it out of the hands of the state, as they should. I mean, this is a state's problem. But at the same time, you're either not doing too much, you're doing too much, or you're doing too little, I would think.
One of the issues here, Kenny, is how blacks are treated differently by police. And they are. And if you don't believe it, I'm sorry. There is a difference in the way, whether it's deserved, people can say, well, they commit all this crime.
Yeah, crime statistics.
Well, I'm not sure that those crime stats hold up. I really am. And then there are people who say, the black community, or that's a lousy statement, that's a general. Some people who are black say that it happens just because, well, the reason that there's so much crime is because there's so much prejudice, and they have no choice. And that's that's a really bad argument because it doesn't work. I mean, there's no way you can sell that. So what is the problem? And that's where you get into the nitty-gritty of this. And I think that's maybe what Obama's dealing with. I think a lot of other people are trying to deal with it. What the heck is the problem? We have one problem where and this is me guessing, my gut, whatever it is. I have no facts to back this up. Not one iota of fact, but my feeling is the policeman way overreacted. You think? That's my feeling.
Is that way? What's
police...
the desired outcome here is my question.
Of
this whole thing. I mean, this is going on
justice?
And on 8 nights in a row.
Justice.
Do they want to... Well, that's what I'm
that's
asking.
That's what most people with sensible overviews is it. But all the violence.
Right.
But it's being perpetrated by a few people. There are a few rabble-rousers who are there that are stirring up members of the community But if you look at it, and I think most of the stuff that I've seen, tell me if I'm wrong, as I look around and try to absorb all of this stuff, the National Guard being there and the
film. It looked to me like there were about 200 people out on the streets in the footage that I was watching last night.
Right.
Which is a lot of people in one place, in a town that size.
But what I'm saying is that those people who are there, who are, I don't know if I want to say, starting this. I mean, look at all the photos. I'm just running through, I'm scanning through a bunch of photos of what's going on in this community. What is it, 60% black? What is this community?
It's largely a black community. And there's only three black police officers on that local police force.
How many on the police force total?
I don't know that number. I just know that there's a small amount given the percentage of the community. But also, that's a small town police department. So, you know, the people that are really going to want to make some money, that are going to want to make some money, would go to the bigger cities nearby. They go to St. Louis to become police officers.
They go to Ferguson, Missouri to become police because they can't become police anywhere else.
Perhaps.
And so as a result of that, they don't really know. But it's back to my premise of, these people are there, they are not well trained, they're not well paid, they got a gun. They've shown the world that they don't know what they're doing. I'm looking at all the tweets. What do we have for Twitter or Facebook? Not information, but opinions, because that's really all. When you post something on Facebook or Twitter, all you're doing is, in essence, giving an opinion. So what do we have, Kenny?
Max says, when the police become the military, the people become the enemy of the state. Who protects the people from the police?
Mm-hmm. What's the answer to that, by the way, from your perspective, Kenny?
I don't know. It's a really good question.
It is a good
question.
I think
that this thing has gotten so overblown, so many overreactions on all sides.
And part of it has been the ridiculous, badly focused news coverage, frankly, on it. Any more? You got one more comment?
Sure. Jeff says it made sense to remove the paramilitary cops. It didn't make any sense to impose a curfew and bring out the actual military.
888-302-3684. I asked why this fellow Brown was shot six times. Cornelius, what do you think?
Hey, Doug, God bless you. I talked to you last week. I listened to you on 9:70 a.m. I happen to be black. I was a military police officer. And what I think that happened, now, I don't know what exactly happened. I think he was rushed. He was beat up in the car. I'm talking about the police officer. And the guy probably realized, well, the police probably know that I'm the guy that took those cigars from the store. And they had an altercation in the car itself, and a shot went off. Then he got out of the car, and he ran. Then I think he came back toward the police officer, you know, to attack him.
They said his head was down. That's what the first autopsy showed, that he could have been in, like, a rush position.
And I think that's what happened. Now, I don't know. I wasn't an eyewitness, but I think, and he had to do what he had to do, because if he had gotten a gun from the police officer, he would have killed the police officer. But let me say this one thing. I know you got to go. On the military police side, I used to be in the National Guard. I used to be an MP. And they're there to guard that command center for right now. They want the locals to handle it. Now, what might eventually happen, the president can nationalize the military police and have them patrol the streets, as the governor could say, well, the local police or the county and the state can't handle it. I want all my military police officers to go in there and handle the situation. But you're right, Doug. It's overblown. What should have happened, the local police should have said, look, this is what really happened the first day out. And they could have diffused this whole thing.
You'd like to think that. Jason in Tennessee, quick comment from you, sir.
Yes, I think the cop obviously was scared to death, but I think these kids are taught not to respect the law and that they're the bad guys. I mean, I was always taught that the cops were the good guys growing up. Mm-hmm. But I think these officers, when they approach cars or approach people and they see that there's a disrespect coming from them or there's a confrontation before they even start, these guys have got to come at these other people that are committing crimes with they got to be tough. I mean, we don't need preachers out here coming to them and you know, scared to break their nails. I mean, you gotta have tough guys as cops, but if you show them respect, they're gonna show respect to you. I got pulled over about 2 months ago for speeding. I'm a handgun permit holder, and first thing I did was hold both hands out of the window as he approached the car, and he said, "Oh, you're good." That's all you gotta do is show respect to the cops, and they're gonna show respect to you. Of course, you got a few bad guys. Bad cops every now and then may have a little attitude, but remember, teach your kids that they're the good guys and better to protect you, and I guarantee you it'll calm the situation. Thanks, Doug.
All right, sir, thank you. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, "Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it." So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. His website, drhoffman.com, has a newsletter. I think it's published twice. I think last week I said every week, but is it twice a month, Ron, that the newsletter comes out that you put out for your
every
clients?
Single week.
Oh, it is every
single week.
Okay.
Without fail, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there's a lot of great material in there that helps people understand things. I have a new sponsor called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which is a fish oil. There are a lot of these around now. This company claims that it has 16 times the omega-3 content found in krill oil. I never really understood what krill oil was. What's it's an omega-3, I know, but where does it come from? Why is it called krill oil?
Well, krill is it's a tiny crustacean, which means it's in the lobster family.
Oh,
but
okay.
Think of a lobster that is smaller than your little pinky fingernail.
Right.
Very tiny, but there are literally billions and trillions of these in the ocean, and there's so many that whales subsist on krill. Mm-hmm. They swim through the water, and they filter the krill through jaw-like structures, and so they literally eat tons of krill. There's lots of krill in the ocean, and krill is a source of omega-3s.
All right. So it's a source, and there are other sources, apparently. We've always talked about good salmon, stuff that isn't grown in the farms, right, the cod liver oil. So the reason I bring it up is because in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week, there's a story about fish eaters and how it affects. I think a lot of people think about Robin Williams. And what happened with him was his brain atrophying. Did that cause Parkinson's? Would he have been better off if he had had more fish oil and eaten more fish and had omega-3s and stuff? What's the impact of all of this on your brain? And as it affects Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff?
But it's a remarkable study. It suggests that you have just one fish serving a week. And it can't be fried. It has to be broiled or baked.
Mm-hmm.
Just one fish serving a week can prevent the critical part of your brain that's associated with memory, the hippocampus, from shrinking. So you have to keep your memory intact, and you can avert dementia with that little consumption of fish. So it's obviously big public health implications.
You buying it? Do you subscribe to that theory?
I think that there really is something to it, and I do prescribe fish oil to the vast majority of my patients. I personally take a couple of fish oil capsules daily at those, at the very least. I make it every salmon.
Yeah. I'm trying to have cod liver oil once a day. I've actually started taking these the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. The reason that I asked about krill is because I saw that and I thought, okay, omega-3s is a new source. I'll try that, and I did for a while. And I do. I think you notice how your brain works. I think that getting a lot of blood to your brain is very important, and you can avoid what a lot of people are suffering with the strokes and the Alzheimer's and dementia, don't you think?
Absolutely. In addition, there are some good studies that suggest that depression and even bipolar disorder are responsive to omega-3 fatty acids. Anxiety, perhaps schizophrenia. So, you know, good for intelligence, good for mood.
Spend a second telling us what the big story is in your newsletter this week.
Well, this week I'm talking about the concept of poor protoplasm. And what that means is that some people just are walking around in such bad shape that, you know, even if they get ill or if they go under the knife surgically, they may not come out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm urging my audience to make sure you don't have poor protoplasm with good nutrition and so on.
Poor protoplasm, not allowed. Check out drhoffman.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As it were, all that jazz. Jennifer and Kenny and I. Shelley Palmer has sent an email, and in the email, I think that he's traveling. He's gone to some show. I don't know where he is, but he didn't get to a microphone yesterday. So the details of the Sprint deal in just a moment. What they announced yesterday, I, Doug Steffen,
you were there.
I've got it.
You were on the scene.
Have I got it, Jennifer, or not?
You got it, Dougie.
I got it. Stay tuned for that here on Good Day.
The results described should not be considered as guarantees of your actual earnings or profits. Results not typical. Check terms and conditions for income disclosures.
How would you like to work from home, be your own boss, and make great money working online on your own time? These people saw the opportunity and took it.
Working online changed my life. I was able to get out of my high-pressure corporate job. It all started with HomeIncomeOnline.com.
I love that I'm able to spend more time with my kids while making over $10,000 per month.
Go to HomeIncomeOnline.com today and enter special code 1212 to learn about a multi-billion dollar industry that's just waiting for you to tap into its incredible earning potential. Full and part-time opportunities are currently available.
I just graduated college, and I'm making more money than I ever imagined.
Are you ready to start making real money working online from home? Just go to HomeIncomeOnline.com now and enter special code 2121 to get your risk-free information kit. That's www.HomeIncomeOnline.com, special code 2121.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got comic books for 50 cents. So cool. Google for 39 cents. Way. And a 16 gig flash drive for $7. I got a Muppet that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got comic books for 50 cents, Google for 39 cents, and a 16 gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
All right, if Shelley Palmer were here,
yes,
he would be telling us about Sprint announcing a new family rate plan allowing up to 10 lines to share 20 gigabytes worth of data for $100 a month.
Oh, that's cool. So if you have
a lot of little kids,
well, yeah, that way you don't have to worry about them going online so much. They can just use the phone in emergencies.
If Shelley were here, he would tell us this is the first move in what is expected to be a far more aggressive pricing policy under the new CEO of Sprint. Sprint's also offering to reimburse up to $350 of the cost of ending a contract with somebody else. Wow. That is kind of earth-shaky, isn't it? That T-Mobile tried that, I think. I don't know how successful they've been, but that's really the object lesson here. People are fed up with these plans because they're always getting screwed around. You go into a Verizon store and you try to get a new phone, and they went to their upper for another 2 years. Anyway, there are a bunch of caveats on Sprint's new plan, with some of the pricing being offered only for a limited time. Also, to get the cheapest pricing, all customers have to be coming from another carrier and bringing over their number. Even for those customers that are doing that, $100 a month pricing is good through the end of 2015, requires signing up before the end of September.
So, Pop Quiz, right? Dougie, what did you just say?
I just said that if... Well, you want me to explain it again, or are you confused?
No,
seriously,
I was just pop quizzing you to see if you understood it.
I understand that Sprint will give... I have a Verizon thing, and I know that if I had to get out, because I got four phones on it, it would cost me more than $350.
That's true.
If I were going to try to get out.
So you know this is good.
Unless I just ignored them and let them, you know, chase me around for the money.
Maybe,
yeah, well, it is, but all of this stuff is. It really is. This is the stories and the amount of money that's wrapped up around this. Verizon's a very, well, they were all making a lot of money screwing around
with
you.
Yeah, no one's hurting except for us.
Yeah, right, exactly. 58 past the hour.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. Our nation's wounded veterans, men and women who have served our country, are accepting a new challenge in the form of a mountain. Soldiers to Summits, or S2S, and Wells Fargo are hosting an expedition to California's Mount Whitney to help wounded veterans overcome their emotional barriers while climbing a physical one. Wells Fargo is focused on transitioning veterans into civilian life and has committed $35 million through 2015 in support of veterans. S2S, a program of No Barriers USA, uses mountains as a metaphor and training ground to help veterans live a life of purpose. Executive Director, No Barriers USA, David Cherna.
During the Mission Mount Whitney journey, our soldiers are going to learn that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way. They're going to learn to tackle adversity in a new way, and they're going to bring that lesson about how to live their lives back to their...
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.